eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Sunday, May 15th, and hopefully you're getting some good and deserved rest on this Sunday. And hopefully you're not looking through all of your accounts and making yourself nuts, because that will do no good. What I always like to do when the world feels like it's falling apart a little bit, at least the investment world, let alone the rest of the world, I like to try to focus on the areas of my life over which I can exert some control. And if that's you, then this is the right show, because we're going to help you take control of your financial life, at least. Everything else, I don't know what I can do. You know, we want to help you navigate your financial journey, but we're going to use common sense. And we're going to try to give you a little sense of humor. We're going to try to kick you in the tush if you feel like you're sitting on your pity pot for too long. And we're going to be compassionate when we do this, because that's what we do here in this community. So if you've got a financial question, go to the website, jillonmoney.com. Click the Contact Us button, and there will be a beautiful form that pops up. At the end of the form, it says, would you be willing to come on the air? If you click that box, Mark will do everything else. And that's so great. Today, we are talking to Brianne from the Bay Area. And I love these questions, because we talked a little bit this week about intergenerational housing. Brianne wants to help her parents get their financial lives in order.
Hi, Jill. Thanks so much for having me.
Sure.
Last week, I was up visiting my parents in Oregon, and I've been bothering them for the last 13 years to get a will done. So they finally got that done. But their financial picture was made a little bit more clear to me while I was talking to them about that. And so I have some concerns about where they're at financially.
How old are they?
My dad is 61, and he just retired last year. My mom is 66 and is hoping to retire, but not retired yet. And she doesn't know if they can afford it. Mm. And so that's kind of where some of my questions come in.
Okay. So 61 is pretty early. Does he have a pension, or does he have some other stream of income that's that allowed him to retire?
Yes, he has a pension. He was a public employee for 35 years. So he has a pension. His take home is about $1,900 a month from that.
Okay. And does that pension also include health care for him?
It does not.
Okay. All right. So mom's still working. And what's mom doing?
My mom is a marketing director for a small craft distributor.
Okay. Are they getting health insurance through her job?
My dad has private health insurance that he's paying for. And then since my mom is over 65, her company made her go onto
Medicare. Okay. So mom's on Medicare. Got it. Okay. How much longer is mom going to work?
She would like to retire any day now, so we're just trying to make sure that they kind of have the funds to be able to do that.
Okay. How much does your mom make right now?
Her take home is about $2,600 a month.
All right. So between his 1900 and her 2600, is that kind of covering their needs?
Yeah, their expenses are only about $2,800 a month.
They own their own home?
They do.
How much is the house worth?
It's worth about $225,000.
Mortgage or no mortgage?
No mortgage. There's a small HELOC for $5,000.
Oh, okay. What would your mother's Social Security check look like if she were to retire? I don't know what her full retirement age is, probably 66, 67, but let's say she'd get
66.
Make 66. So what does her Social Security estimate look like?
Her estimate if she retired right now at 66 would be $1,400.
Now tell me about their savings. Tell me they have $1 million saved somewhere. Pretty please.
Jill, I wish.
I know. I'm sorry. Everybody wants that.
I know. So because my dad wasn't a public employee, they were putting money into his pension for a long time. And then in about 2004, they started an IAP for the state of Oregon, which transferred into an IRA once he retired. So he's got $50,000 there. Mom had a 401k, and I just learned last week that in 2007, she decided she was losing too much money and pulled it all out and put it into two annuities, one worth $40,000 and one worth $80,000.
And is she contributing to the 401k still or not?
No, she stopped contributing.
Okay. Any other money that's floating around, cash accounts, savings bonds, anything like that?
My mom has a small rollover IRA that's $3,000 that's sitting in a cash fund right now, not making anything. But that's it. They don't have, you know, just regular expenses in their checking account, nothing in savings, nothing else.
Tell me about what you think, like in terms of what your game plan looks like right now, as you look at this. What are the questions that you have arisen now that you have all the information? And B, what is it that you think needs to happen next?
I've got a couple of big questions. Number one is, what can I do with those annuities? I'm not sure what kind of annuities they are. I know that they have matured at this point, so I'm wondering if I can put them back into an IRA for her.
Yeah, you should be able to. So just so you know, that as long as we've passed the surrender period, which is probably, I imagine, because she did it in 2007, the surrender period is unlikely to be more than 10 years. So what can usually happen with those accounts is you can now just roll it over and put it into an IRA account somewhere else where hopefully you'll have nice low expenses.
And then my dad's investment in his IRA, the people that he is with, their expenses were very high from what I was looking at. So I'd like to roll him over also into, you know, one of the low cost, big investment firms for both of them so that we've got some lower fees there.
So that seems fine. I like both of those plans and that'll make it cleaner. I mean, so I'm just looking at the numbers. Dad's pension at $1,900 a month. Mom's Social Security is gives you $3,300 a month. You said their expenses are $2,800. So the reason why I sort of went like, because I feel like $500 a month is not that big a cushion. Okay.
Yeah, agreed.
And I'm a little bit, you know, I want to make sure that we take into account, you know, there's going to be stuff that happens. And what I mean stuff is usually health care stuff.
Definitely.
So I'm trying to figure out whether we could give you a little bit more of a cushion. And I think, look, maybe they probably don't need to pull a ton of money out of the savings. So once you roll over his IAP / IRA, that 50 grand, and you roll over her two plans, there's 170 grand that's basically invested. I think that has to be a really low risk, low cost investment profile. And the reason is that if you needed to dip into something, you couldn't necessarily take the risk of losing. So in a weird way, Mom may have been right that they cannot absorb losses because there's not a lot of squish here. So in my mind, we take that money that you have invested, you roll it over. We cannot take a ton of risk with this money. You want to grow it a little bit, but you just cannot afford a loss. That is the key here, because this 170, that's it for them. I mean, obviously, the longer she works, the better their financial situation looks, right? Because her Social Security benefit might rise. But more importantly, they're just able to take home more money and save some more money.
Agreed.
How do you think she would feel about this? Like, if she were listening in on this, what do you think she'd be saying?
She would tough it out and probably do it, but wouldn't be super happy about it.
I know. We want her to be happy. Maybe if you could say to her this, let's think about how we can sell this a little bit. You know, I spoke to this person. She's a certified financial planner. I think we should make some changes for your retirement accounts. We're going to make sure that they're in low cost options and that they're properly diversified, meaning we don't really, I don't think you should take a lot of risk. And the CFP didn't think so either. It's kind of like you're telling your mom she made you had the right instinct. Like, we should not want to lose money here. Right.
Uh-huh.
Then you can make the turn and say, you know, and obviously, mom, you know that, you know, you guys aren't rolling in it. Every month that you delay claiming your Social Security retirement benefit, the better off you and dad are going to be. And just leave it. And you know, she'll have to make a decision. We can't make that decision for her. OK, if you've got a question for your own life, for your parents, for your adult kids, we're here to help. Just go to our website, JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button. Let us know if you want to come on the air or not. If you don't, it's okay. We'll read your email eventually. If there's a big decision and it's a rush, then please let us know you've got a time constraint, because then we might be able to bump you up a little bit. Don't forget, while you're on the website, to check out all the great content, sign up for the free weekly newsletter. And if you have an additional resource that you think we should use for the resource section, let us know that as well. All right. Let us remind you to lift someone up today. It's going to make that person feel good. And you know what? It's going to make you feel good. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.